It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
For 30 pieces of silver, Judas Chama is your name. The shoes you wore, I bought them. The shoes you wore, I bought them. The pants you wore, I bought them. Judas Chama is your name. So I hear them call you Judas. They call you Judas. Your name is Judas. Walk past Judas, 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 Judas. Hey!
I thought Judas got a bad rap in this, for real. They were next here, you're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. That's a band called, what is it? It's a Tim Time Bomb, and the, I can't make out the last part of it. I don't have it memorized here. 30 Pieces of Silver. Judas sold out Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver, and he was reviled, gets just looked at as being just less than human, evil. But you know what? He played, you could argue, the most crucial role in the whole thing. Yeah, if it wasn't for him, they never would have come and take Christ away. They never would have scourged Christ, crucified him. Somebody had to turn him in, so Judas did it. But not only that, Christ knew he was going to do it. He knew every hair on his head. He knew exactly what was going on. So, I don't know. A special place in the whole thing for Judas. Now, many people don't think like that, but it's true. I mean, Judas did what he had to do. He played his role in the whole scenario there. So, yeah, it's hard to look at that and think, who would do that? Who would betray Christ for 30 pieces of silver? I don't know what that was worth back then, but probably quite a lot of money. That takes me to, that reminds me of the Chosen. When you see all of the disciples coming together, Christ is picking them out. If you've seen the Chosen, it's really good. It kind of puts the whole thing in a modern-day context, if you will. It turns it into almost like a soap opera. So parts of it are pretty hokey, where the women are arguing amongst themselves and all that, but and a lot of the sniping that takes place between the disciples. But at one point, Simon and Jesus are walking down the road. I've mentioned this before, walking down the road, and Simon's pissed off. He's the one that wants to go out and kick ass. Come on, man, we got to go. Let's see some action. Let's go. We can take these people. And Christ is counseling him, saying, now calm down. Come on, please, 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 calm down. You don't understand. And what I thought should have been the dialogue is, do you understand that at some point there will be Tommy James and the Shondells? You don't even know what that means. There's going to be 63 Corvettes, dude. Calm down. Calm your ass down. Jesus knows all this. But Simon does not. So coming along there, that's a pretty good series. Now I don't know where the next iteration of it is. Is it out yet? I don't know. Is the latest and last one out? Do they take it to the crucifixion? I have no idea. I'm looking at a picture of Frank Zappa talking with Ronald Reagan, and I think it's some guy in a Ronald Reagan mask. If you're listening, that is not the real Ronald Reagan. That's like the Ronald Reagan mask that they used in the that cool movie where they were surfers and they were robbing banks, the presidents or whatever it was. Yeah, but that's not what that is. I'm looking at some kids on a barbell. The monkey bars, we used to call them. That was it, monkey bars. That's probably horribly politically incorrect these days, but that never stops me. And there's climbing, and these are some of the most egregious monkey bars I've ever seen. We would have been right on the top of these things, walking along as if they were like tight ropes. Kids today are soft. I died once when I was 5. My mom made me walk it off. Amen. It's true. Somebody was always getting injured when we were kids. We were always building forts. We'd go up and build forts in trees. We'd build them on the ground. And I remember one time we built a fort in my backyard, little kids, and it was a pretty good one. I mean, with hammers and nails and wood and all that stuff. And our pal Frankie fell off and broke his arm. And his mom came down and just furious. What did you do to my son? What did you do to your son? We were up on the roof building this fort, and he fell off, man. It's not our fault. My mom stuck up for us. But she came around. His mom came around. But that kind of stuff happens, man. Now, again, you just shake it off. Get back to your what do they call that thing you go around a circle on and metal bars hang off of? What is that called? A whirligig or whatever that was? That was truly deadly, man. I'm surprised somebody didn't lose an arm or a leg on that. Maybe you did. Maybe you're listening to me right now with bitter memories about losing your arm or your leg on that turnstile like crazy ass contraption. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Do you well 6 nights a week? But I'm a fool, it seems.
man, one of her best, one of her all-time best from back in the day. Bonnie Raitt, keep this heart in mind. And I don't know what she's doing these days. She's still out there. She's still on the scene. Still got tour dates and all that good stuff. If you ever get a chance to see her live, don't pass that up, man. Don't screw that up big time. That's one of the requirements to get past Jesus. He's going to say, did you see Bonnie Raitt live? You don't want to be answering the wrong way on that one. There we are next year. And Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm looking at a picture of Jack Van Impe, and he's eating, what does it look like? It looks like just a hellacious, fabulous nacho. He's with somebody who played Nikolai Carpathia in Left Behind. Who was the actor? But anyway, somebody says, do you even know who Jack Van Impe was? I used to watch him all the time. Love that guy. And man, Rexella, oh man, love Jack and Rexella. Jack was scary. That's what I liked about him. He was scary. He'd come on and he'd hit you with all this end time stuff and how and he made it sound like it's going to happen. It's happening today, right now. You're in it right now. What happened to him? Derek, can you see whatever happened to Jack Van Impe? Jack Van Impe, I-M-P-E, Jack Van Impe and Rexella. Are they on the other side of the lawn? Where are they? They used to be out of Troy, Michigan. They were local. You never know when you're going to run into him. You could run into him at the mall. It's like running into Tammy Faye Baker at the mall. Remember that that sweatshirt? I ran into Tammy Faye Baker at the mall, and it looks like your impressionist painting of makeup just smashed into your face or into your chest. That was good. We're getting a ruling on what happened to Jack Van Impe and Rexella. Okay, I got this timed out right. I think I've got this one timed out right. You never know. Did we get a ruling on that yet? Nope, he's still over there searching away. Yeah, Jack used to do a regular television show once a week. He did a service too, I think, but his television show, it was on channel, what was it? Was it 50, channel 52 or 62? I think it was 62. It was one of those, not the big major ones, like 2, 4, and 7. And he literally scared the hell out of you. There's no way you'd watch him and not get scared. That was a good Christian message. He died at 88 in 2020. What happened to Rexella, his wife? Rexella. I think it was R-E-X-E-L-L-A, Rexella. Rexella Van Impe. She was something else. She'd sit there and smile and beam. She had that really cool big-ass blonde hair. It looked like you could land you could park a car in that hair, land a plane in there. But she was always, you're right, Jack. And she did all the hawking for product and stuff too. Now I thought they were legit. They were a little too far out for some people, but I thought they were very much legit. Not like what's his name there? Who was the guy? Kenneth Copeland. These guys are just Jesus frauds. And what was the other one? Oh, the guy with the big eyes. And I don't know if he was local or not, but he was soliciting money. They exposed him. They found out that he was taking people's prayer requests and throwing them into a dumpster and just pocketing their money. His name will come to me as soon as I get off the air here. But he had a huge show. And then he came back. He tried to make a comeback. Rexella Van Impe is still alive at 91. Oh, man. Can you find a current picture of her? I know you're working hard over there. But we're trying to get keep our Van Impes in line here. You're on the air. Just Alternative Bump Music Friday. I got a big fat mama. Yeah. I got a big fat mama.
Yeah. when she walks. She got the wobble when she walks. A lonely and gal with a doodling squad. 55 in the waist, 65 in the hips, 55 in the waist. A lonely and gal with a doodling squad.
Hill, you've been stepping out, someone else is stepping in. I love that tune. Haven't played that in a gazillion years, eh? It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm Troy Shondell, and I'll be with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Now, we did a post today, as we do for every show. Make sure that you see those. They're worthy of your attention. Very entertaining. Thank you, Alma X, for yet another cool picture. Those are on they were on Exington on Facebook. Now, I post prolifically. I don't know what that word means. It's a big-ass word, but I post a lot. It's way down. It's pushed down on the page. But to get over there and see that. You should be scanning that page every day. What else you got to do? You got anything better to do? I think not. But it's down there a little ways. When I scan Facebook, it scares me because it's kind of like the youngins with TikTok. You just keep going. It never stops. It never stops. By the way, this show, we do this every single Friday. And we play music and fool around. Every now and then I get serious, snag some type of info somebody sent me. Or grab a site with something contemporary currently happening. The name I couldn't think of is Robert Tilton. Remember him, Robert Tilton? He had a regular show. You would just watch that guy and your skin would crawl. You'd think, what kind of a fool would pay any attention to that guy? And bam, they'd be sending him money. You'd have these, and they'd be running like a trailer a feed across the bottom, you know, so-and-so from so-and-so, such-and-such, sent in $25, somebody else sent in $1,000. And it seemed that the better healing you got was the more money you put in. So if you wanted some serious-ass healing, I mean, if you wanted to be cured of cancer, Lyme's disease, AIDS, and maybe lupus or something, you'd send them $10,000, and bam, you were set. You were set for life. Yeah, he's still out there. I just saw on Facebook he's got a TV show now. You know, those are such scams, these guys that do this. And, there's another guy whose name I cannot think of, and I won't. I won't remember this name. I never really watched him. I just breezed by from time to time because I used to like to go up on Comcast when it was all just triple digits and hit the, I think it was 390, 391, 92. Those were where the religious stations were. And Daystar, all that. But the guy that was selling, literally selling, he wasn't giving away, he was selling little one-inch squares of blessed anointed prayer cloth. And then he was selling holy oil, too. You know, I kept thinking, I got to buy some of that. I never got around to it. I thought, man, I'd like to have that. Not that it's going to do anything. It's just mumbo jumbo. But it'd be kind of cool as a conversation piece to have it sitting there and somebody says, what's this? That's blessed holy oil. And there's magic. Oh, he said if you got the little piece of cloth, no lie, he said this, put it on your stack of bills. Your stack of bills will go down. It'll help you with your life. You know, if you got a part of your body that's ailing you, put that little piece of cloth, that square inch piece of cloth on your body. And remember that guy? He had a really goofy-looking mustache, and he was on TV. He had a really cheap set, cheap desk. Tilton came back after they caught up with him. They found him counting money in his office and throwing out in a dumpster behind his I guess you'd call it a church or office or whatever, dungeon. He had people's letters to him tossed in a dumpster, not paying attention to it at all. And that became kind of a what was one of those, not eyewitness news, but it was something like that where they snuck in with cameras. So he got discredited, but then he came back. He came back on steroids, and he started that show up again. And people still send him stuff. Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody in your family's done that. You know, people just are looking to be told what to do. They love to be just gamed. They love it. That's part of the human condition. Now, I don't think I've fallen prey to that I know of. I mean, I've never bought any Grapefruit 45. Remember that? That's where, if to guarantee to lose weight, you would buy Grapefruit 45. They advertised that on Channel 62, I think it was. It was some kind of an elixir made from grapefruit that you didn't have to work out. You didn't have to diet. All you had to do was take Grapefruit 45 pills and the weight's going to fall right off. Yeah. Some of the stuff they used to sell. I kind of wish now I'd have bought some of that stuff just so I could have had like Beck says, you want to buy the history of America. What's it? He's buying the real history of America, of the world. But think of that. Have a collection of that stuff. You could whip it out when friends come over. Here's my Grapefruit 45. And here's my anointed prayer cloth. Yeah, it's only a square inch, but hey, it's mighty powerful. I keep it on top of my stack of bills. Yeah. And of course, the anointed holy oil, whatever it was, anointed by Jesus oil, I think he called it, something like that. Jesus oil. No lie. I mean, I got to think at some point, I want to be there. Now, it's too late because many of these guys are gone, but I want to be there when they come across the gate, and I want to see when they run into Jesus, and I want to know what he says to them when they first make eye contact. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away. I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees. You'd be calling to me. I'll never be. If I were a tower of strength, I'd watch you cry, I'd laugh at your tears and tell you goodbye. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out that door. You'd be down on your knees. You'd be calling to me. But a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees. Uh-huh. You'd be calling to me.
Ourselves a ball right there. Those were the Dream Lovers and When We Get Married. You know, there was a time I actually DJ'd weddings pretty much every week, sometimes two, three times a week. The money was too good. I used to call it lawn maintenance and pool maintenance money, but I got sucked into it. I got into it quite by accident. I was hanging out with this guy, and there'd be jam sessions over at his house, pretty good ones. And at one point he said, you know, with you being Theron and being on the radio and me having all this equipment, all these records, we should go out and get a gig doing DJ stuff. And I said, sure, you haul stuff around, I'll show up. And we did, we split the money. And it became addictive. And so at one point, we parted company because I thought, let's do this all on a laptop. Let's go carrying all this crap around. And he didn't want to do that. So I went over to a laptop and started doing it on my own. But I'll never forget one memorable wedding. We were, I was at, there had to be like 450 people, 500 people there. And the bride's mother came up and she said she wanted to make a toast after all the toasts were over and all the speeches were over. People were ready to serve food. She's drunk out of her mind, wobbling around on her high heels. And I said, well, that's all over now. And she said, I'm the bride's mother. And I said, okay. She said, I'm paying you. And I said, no, you're not. Your daughter's paying me. But okay, I gave her the microphone. She went out away from my DJ table, and she started right off. And I hope you can find happiness in the house you're marrying into more than you did in ours. Whoa, everything stopped dead. You could have heard a pin drop. And the staff are sitting there with big trays of salad, and their jaws are dropped, and everybody's wondering what's going to happen next. Well, her husband came up, and I dragged her off. I'm pulling the microphone back in because back then he had a microphone on a cable. I'll never forget that one. That was one of the more memorable, colorful ones. And I hope that girl did find more happiness in that home, in that family, than she did in hers, because apparently there were some kind of issues in the family that she was in, that she came up in. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Just sitting here thinking how you done me wrong. It made me realize I've been your fool too long. It's just about time for me to leave you alone. But there is one thing that I want you to know. Couldn't seem to please you in nothing I do. I did my duty. Whatever you say, don't you know I've tried? 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 The harder I try, just about time for me to leave you alone. But there is one thing that I want you to know. Just what you read, just what you read, just what you read, just what you read. Time is coming one day, one of these old days, when you all alone and blue, someone is gonna hurt you.